Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to be able to follow along with him as we get ready to go through God's word on tonight. I always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again we come in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, and we thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and all faithful doers of your word. And, oh God, on the night, I lift up my cousin, Pastor Norman King, in a special way. I know you have a powerful word that for the listeners on tonight. So we ask you to forgive him, too, Heavenly Father, of all of his sins and transgressions. And not only us, but every doer of your word, forgive us of all of our sins so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you remove by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, and lift up every listener on tonight. We pray, Lord, that if something will be said through your word, through your man of God, that will touch their hearts, Heavenly Father, that will draw them nearer and closer to you. And should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your word that will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, and confess their sins and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, because we know that you have no respect of persons. You are still listening out for sinners' prayers and that are calling on the name of Jesus Christ, wanting to be saved in his name. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight. I've lift up my sister in Christ, Sister Brooks, on tonight, the member of Morning Star, the loss of her son-in-law. She buried him on 2 weeks ago, and today they had her daughter's homegoing service on today. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen her as only you can, and not only her, but everyone that has bowed down in sorrow on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will lift their heads and let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And Father, I come lifting up my brother, Curtis Brown, in a special way. Lord, you know who he is. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to move by your spirit as you work on him, even while he's in the hospital, that you would draw him back to you. And while you're drawing him back to you, Lord, Heavenly Father, that you would touch, heal, and strengthen his body. Heavenly Father, that he will have a powerful testimony, and he would share that testimony with holy boldness. He would not be afraid to stand on your word and declare that it was you who have healed him in the name of Jesus. And not only my brother, Heavenly Father, but all those that are dealing with illness on tonight or sickness, you know who they are and you know where they are. So we know that you are the chief physician who have never lost a patient. So we pray now, Heavenly Father, that you would touch, heal, and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, that they would too have testimonies, knowing that you is the one who have healed them, and they will give you glory through their testimony. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us as your word goes forth in power through your word, through Pastor Norman King, because, again, you know who's going to be listening, and you know who and what we all stand in need of. So we bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We know that we are not worthy of it, and we don't deserve it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you will help us decrease, so that you may increase in us on tonight, that you will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we have another scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, learn how to block and delete people in real life too, not just on social media. Someone needs to hear that word on tonight. Again, tonight's scripture food for thought. Learn how to block and delete people in real life too, not just on social media. In the form of announcements, I only have this one announcement because I know that the Lord has given Pastor Norman King a powerful word for the listeners on tonight as well as myself. And we want to be able to get into this word so we can receive everything that God has for us on tonight, because you know, again, who's going to be listening, what we all stand in need of. So in the form of announcements, because we have so many new listeners, I want you all to be able to be blessed by God's word through others. Ministries that God has opened the door for to come forth over this worldwide platform. So if you have a pen in your paper, you might want to write this information down. The Lord has opened the door for the show titled Theologically Speaking with wife and husband team Jose and Danielle Dorsey. Again, they are the hosts. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee, a psychologist, a woman of God. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. This is a young man, a minister of the gospel. He is our Bishop James A. Jennings, armor bearer, while I am a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, which is located here in Detroit, Michigan. Minister Teron Rappus is Bishop Jennings' armor bearer, but he has been blessed to have a show up under this ministry. Again, his show is titled Ministry I'm Possible. And his show airs each and every second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have coming to you Pastor Eric Morphis from Detroit. He is coming forth each and every second Thursday night on this worldwide platform under my ministry, under Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Pastor Eric Morphis is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. Again, he comes forth each and every second Thursday night at 8 p.m. And then as we have forth tonight, coming forth, bringing forth God's word once again on tonight, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, he comes forth delivering God's word each and every third and fourth Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m. And finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. This young man brings forth and shares inspirational poems to the listeners as well as myself. He not only shares inspirational poems, but he also delivers God's word each and every first and second Saturday, starting at 8 p.m. Under my show. So right now, I am so excited for this powerful word that's going to be delivered through Pastor Norman King on tonight. And because of that reason, I am not going to do a music break. I am going to yield this mic to him right now so he can take as much time as he needs to get this word out that God has placed on his heart to deliver to his people on tonight. And following the message on tonight, at the conclusion of Pastor King's message, I ask that you please do not hang up your phone, do not go off the internet, because he's going to share with us a song in ministry, as it is titled Take Me Back by Travis T. Dog Gamman. I think it's pronounced correctly, but Pastor King will make that correction after he concludes the message on tonight. But you do not want to miss out on this song in ministry after the conclusion of the message by Pastor King. But before we bring Pastor King on, I want to let the listeners know that you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on, I'm sorry, let me do that again. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at @James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So again, listeners, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to receive the word on tonight from Pastor Norman King. I'm so excited about this word on tonight. I'm stumbling all over myself, but God knows our heart. But so I pray that you are ready to receive this word. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for the privilege. And it's an honor to me to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to minister. And like Cousin James said, you know, it's not about him, it's not about me, but it's all about God. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Holy Spirit, period. The Lord is working with me to get a message together and call it, period, because it's all about Jesus, God, and Holy Spirit, period. Amen. So we give God the praise tonight. And I thank God that he allowed me to be able to be home, because 99% of the time when it comes time for me to speak the word, I'm always sitting up inside the passenger side of a tractor trailer truck. Amen. But God graced me to be able to make it to the house tonight. Amen. So I'm inside my own quarters. Amen. I thank God for every opportunity to give me, and wherever it is, it don't matter where we at. Amen. As long as you yield to Almighty God, that's what's important more than anything else. What? Period. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to be able to, as Cousin James said, to be on this worldwide platform, to yield ourselves to the mighty hands and mighty use of God Almighty. And we thank you that we are here tonight to be able to give a service to you, and we ask for your strength, ask for your guidance and your leading through all that we are in the process of doing. We count it done. We count it, as your word say, that it will never turn void. It will always accomplish what it's sent to do. So we know right now it's a done situation, Father God. I will say, dear, it's a done situation. What, in Jesus' name, we pray, Father God, that I may be decreased and that you increase, that we can be able to allow your Holy Presence to be free tonight and not be clogged and not to be quenched, Father God. We thank you and we praise you. Pray for all the bereavement. Pray for all those that's going through what they may be going through, that you trust in the Lord thy God and lean not on your understanding, your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him who's God, and he shall direct your path. We ask you bless tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Let the redeemed Lord say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
What I didn't tell Cousin James, I didn't know at the time, but it's going to be a two-part sermon, a message, because I'll be on the air next Saturday, Lord's will. But tonight, part one, the topic tonight is Take Me Back, Lord. Take Me Back, Lord. And, you know, and one thing about God's word, King Solomon said, in all thy getting, get understanding. Mm. Amen. Yes, when they say don't look back, don't turn back, it all depends on what you're turning back for. Come on, huh? Amen. Mm-hmm. But my message tonight, I'm dealing with Revelation, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7, and this is my perspective tonight as it reads. Revelation 2, verses 1 through 7, unto the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works. See, nothing hidden from God, y'all. And thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. See, you need to be bothered by somebody who's evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. We're supposed to. Come on. And are not. And has found them liars. Verse 3.
Ooh.
And has borne and has patience. For my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Verse 4. This is the key verse out of my whole message. Number 4. Nevertheless, see, he commended them before, right? Nevertheless, verse 4. I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Verse 6. But this thou hast, that thou hatest. Let me start over. Verse 6. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Verse 7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. As I said, tonight's message is going to be Take Me Back, Lord. Amen. Take me back. And just to give some footage, some foundation of this area of the scriptures, is dealing with the seven churches. Amen. And it's more than seven churches, but the word of God has given us seven churches to exemplify, even in the time in which we are living today. Amen. The significant point is that Jesus is addressing, in this particular verse, the church at Ephesus. But he is in the midst of all the churches. This means a most wonderful thing. The revelation is for what? All the Lord's servants and followers. Amen. He gave the revelation so that all believers could know the things that are to take place in what? The end time. Amen. Jesus was making the revelation to all his servants. Why is the letter addressed to only seven churches in Asia? See, it's these 7 that he's given an example of all the churches in the world. Amen. So as I move on, I don't want to stay too long on that part of it. Amen. And as I move on down, amen, just bear with me, amen, because like there is some meat in this message, amen. The message to the 7 churches were given for personal application. See, no matter how corporately you may be involved in your ministries, amen, you got to have a personal relationship with God, as old folks say, for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ,
Lord.
He expects us, all churches and all believers, to apply the message to our own situation. Amen. Critique yourself. Mm-hmm. Amen. Jesus Christ expects us to search our hearts and to heed the message given to these churches. Amen. I know a lot of folks don't like dealing with revelation, but we're supposed to. Come on. Amen. See, this first message to Ephesus, an Orthodox church, a church that was faithful to Christ. You saw that from my opening reading. They was faithful to Christ and to the word of God, but it was a church without love. No matter how faithful you may be to your ministry, amen, to your pastor, bishop, or whoever, you got to have love. Amen. That's what Paul was talking about in Ephesians. Was it 13? Love. Amen. Now, as we can continue on, amen, this is striking, for it means that the Lord holds the minister. See, he was talking to the pastors, y'all. Amen. There's got to be accountability. Amen. There's got to be divine order. Amen. This is, for it means the Lord holds the minister responsible for the church and its welfare. Amen. Christ expects the minister to study and heed the message himself to lead the believers to heed the message. Amen? When I was in the service, I was a sergeant, staff sergeant actually in the Army, and there was one thing that I grew to understand and to learn and see the importance of it, and that was lead by example. Set the example, lead by example. Pastor's supposed to set the example and lead by example. Amen. So here we got Jesus in the middle of the 7 churches talking to the first line. He was talking to the pastors. Amen. The speaker, I told you, it was Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ is the one who holds the minister of the churches in his hand. Come on. Come on. Amen. There must be divine order. This means that the minister, I'm giving us a foundation because we got, in order to go somewhere with understanding, you got to have a foundation. Amen. So
Amen.
This means that the minister is chosen and picked out of the world by the hand of Christ. Amen. He is nourished and nurtured by the hand of Christ. He is placed where he is by what? The hand of Christ. Yeah, I know we got people, amen, in some churches, who has been appointed by man. But that's not what the word of God says. Come on, somebody, amen. And another thing is that this means that the minister is cared for. He's secured and protected by what? The hand of Christ. I'm talking about order in the churches. Jesus was in the middle talking to the 7 churches, talking to what? The pastors, but the other folks were there. Come on, somebody, amen. Just like on Sunday morning, if your pastor has been chosen by God, come on, huh? It's anointed by God, amen. That it's not the pastor, nothing but his shell up there, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking through him. We got evidence in what I'm talking about tonight, amen. Jesus Christ is the one who walks in the midst of the churches. Come on, somebody. Or the golden candlesticks. This means that Christ is present in the very midst of the church. Now, not just in this example in Revelation, but even in your local churches. Come on, somebody. This word applies. It was exemplified and given to John on the island back then, but it applies today as well. Amen. That Christ sees and knows all about your church. Don't think he don't know. Come on, somebody. Amen. And he intends on us to teach, to present, and to teach and grow the church. Amen. So don't be talking bad about your pastor, knocking down off his feet. Amen. Pray for him. Amen. But as I continue on, this message, amen, believers, there is a commendation that was given through my reading of those verses in Revelation 2, 1 through 7. I'm going to go down the list. Take my time. Part 1 tonight, part 2 next Saturday, Lord willing. Amen. The church is commended for 5 significant things. See, that's what churches, amen, come on, Holy Ghost, that are saying and have representation and all of these, this and that, and all these things, amen. And that's what it's saying here tonight, amen. The church is commended for 5 significant things, amen. Number 1, the church worked and labored for Christ, amen. The Greek kupon means to labor to the point of weariness, amen, sweat, exhaustion, to work and labor to the limit of one's ability. This church I'm talking about tonight was a working church, a laboring church, a church committed to serve Christ and to serve him to the fullest. Ain't it something, y'all? Was all that what I made it? I'm going to refer to verse 4 if I touch each point just to keep our mind focus on what they was commended for and what they were rebuked for. Amen. So all what I just said right now, everything goes back to verse 4. Nevertheless, verse 4, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast lost thy first love. Now I'm going to read this. This is the Message Bible says verse 4 this way. It said, but you walked away from your first love. Why? What's going on with you anyway? Huh? Come on, somebody. Point 2. Let me give you a thought with point 1 before I move on. I get excited myself, and I got to calm myself down. I told somebody today, I said, I talk fast, and when I get caught up, I talk even faster. And at church, my wife gave me the old eagle eye. She looked at me, and without even moving her body, I know what it means. Slow it down, baby. Just calm it down. So let me tonight, let me calm it down. So let me give me a thought, give you all a thought from this first point. When it comes to kingdom work, when it comes to doing God's work, there's no room for laziness. Come on, y'all. Christ expects every believer to labor for him, to labor to the point of exhaustion. That's a question to ask yourself. Are you laboring in your ministry to the point of exhaustion? Amen? Christ keeps an account of our work. Yeah, he do. He keeps an account of our work and our labor. Nothing is going hidden when it comes to Jesus Christ. Amen. The idea is that he keeps a daily account. Yeah, he do. A daily account. Mm-hmm. He knows every ounce of energy that we expend. Yes, he do. He knows when we become tired. Yeah, he do. And exhausted and can go no more. He knows all that. Amen. Because he's God, y'all. He also knows when we should be working and we do not. Yeah. It's raining outside. You don't go to church because it's raining. I'm just throwing it out there, but it's true, though. Amen. What Jesus said in Matthew 25, 35 and 36, this is what Jesus said. Matthew 25, 35 through 36, Jesus says, for I was hungry, and you gave me meat. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Amen? As I continue on, let me go to point 2. I say it's 5 points, right? The church patiently endured. Uh-huh. That means a lot. The word means to persevere and to be steadfast in serving Christ and in standing against all the temptations and trials of life. The church was steadfast in studying and proclaiming the gospel and in the ministering of the needs of the needy. All that good they was doing. But look what verse 4 says, but I have somewhat against thee because thou hast lost your first love. Huh? So we got this scripture that supports what the point 2. It says, therefore be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is what? Not in vain. That's 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Amen. Point 3. The church could not bear those who were evil. See, these are all the good things about the church. I mean, you got some good people. I mean, some good churches doing a lot of good things, but see, we got to be 100%, y'all. Come on, somebody, amen. The church could not bear those who were evil. This refers to sin and evil, men who were corrupt and polluted and who lived for the world instead of living for God. The church could not tolerate the sin, shame, dirt, and pollution and filth and destruction of evil. See, this is where we're supposed to be, y'all. So this is one of the strong points of the church. But let's go back to verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Amen. Point four. Amen. See how you can be so good, but yet still be lacking, be slacking? Huh? Point four, the church tested all preachers and teachers of the church and rejected the false. We better do the same thing today, y'all. Come on. Oh, you got some, what do you call them, wolves in sheep clothing. Yeah, we do. Amen. The church tested all preachers and teachers of the church and rejected the false. If a teacher confessed that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had come in the flesh, he was accepted and allowed to teach. If he denied that Jesus Christ had come in the flesh, he was not allowed to teach. See, some of the churches now, I'm not being critical, but the truth is the truth, amen. That's why we got a lot of corruption in some of these so-called churches today, because this, what I'm mentioning now, this point four, has been disregarded, amen. The church could not tolerate, back to my point, false teachers and stood against all false teaching. They were loyal to Christ. We must be loyal to Christ. They did just what Scripture exhorts. They tested the spirits of the teachers. You better test those spirits. Amen. Because what it says, they just because they look good, sound good, eloquently, and whatever, you better test those spirits. Amen. And this is what the word says. Believe, but beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. This is 1 John 4:1-3. And all I'm doing, y'all, I'm supporting by what I'm saying by the word of God. And we're supposed to support what we say by the word of God. If somebody presenting themselves the way this example is given us tonight, the way this church here was very adamant against or false in the church, we got to test, try the spirit by the spirit. Amen. Point five. Well, let me back up. Okay, Norman. All what I said, all the good they did, everything, go back to verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Number 5 point, the church bore up on the all for the sake of Christ's name. They didn't hold back, y'all. This is a descriptive verse of a description that touches the heart of tender believers. The church did what? They bore up. They patiently endured. They labored. They didn't faint. Amen. For Christ's name, they did it all and bore so much for Christ's sake. We got to be the same way, y'all. They worked. This church here worked, y'all, and they toiled to the point of exhaustion. They patiently endured. Some of us, no, don't start sweating now. Don't let the AC start working. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Some of y'all say y'all old-fashioned. Back in the day when I grew up, there wasn't no AC. Mama got AC whenever I went to Army. Amen. So I'm trying to say something, y'all. One of the three things in one movie that Clint Eastwood made, Heartbreak Ridge, it says adapt, improvise, overcome. We have to adapt according to God's word. We have to improvise according to God's word. We got to be able to overcome. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to say something to somebody now. Amen. In other words, these folks here, they do not bear or put up with evil. They tested and rejected false teachers. Well, all that been said, but look at verse 4, y'all. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thou first love. Amen. Isn't it somehow you can do so good and cross your T's and dot your I's, but at the same time, you can lose your way. And tonight, I want to just briefly talk about, before I get to my next point, I want to share a few verses of scripture with us tonight. And this is what the Holy Spirit laid in my heart. And the verse, and these two, actually these three, are some of my favorites. Okay, Proverbs 14:12. It says, King James, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But look how it says in the Message Bible. It said there's a way of life that looks harmless enough. Look again, because it leads straight to hell. That's what it says, amen? So Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Now, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short the glory of God. And this is my main thing. If you fall within this category of this message tonight, always know that we all have sinned and come short the glory of God. But this may be your night of reconciliation to get things back right with God. Amen. But as I look, as y'all hear me keep referring to verse 4, right? Verse 4, and all the good they did, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast lost their what? First love. Now, to go ahead and can I teach y'all, just to teach on this point, right? What it's talking about, it's talking about backslide. See, this was complaining, and all they good, the good they did in them above verses, verse 4 is showing where they backslid. Amen. There is a complaint. The church had lost its first love. And this probably means two things. The church and its believers had lost their feelings for Christ. Yeah. The Greek says your love, the first love. Amen. Believers had left their first love. In other words, Christ was no longer first. You know what I said? No longer first in their lives. They were putting themselves and their own affairs what? First. They lost their first love. Amen. And they were putting the church first. Follow me, y'all. Follow me now. They were putting the church first. Some of y'all, now I'm not saying you, but it should fit. It's yours. Amen. Put your church That's above right. Christ. Come on, somebody. Amen. So they were putting themselves, they were putting the church first. What? Programs? Services? Yes. Ministries? Yes. And fellowship of a church. They had become so attached to the church that they were to Christ. That's a sad comment, y'all. They had become so attached to the church than they were to Christ. What? They had lost their feelings of warmth. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They had lost their feelings of warmth and tenderness for Christ. They had lost their sensitivity to Christ, their fervor, their spark, their unction. I did a message last Sunday saying don't lose your fervor. And what that fervor is kind of tied in with this point right here, right? Don't lose your intensity. Don't lose your compassion, amen? They had lost their sensitivity to Christ, amen? See, in other words, they're saying they had it one time, y'all, but they lost it. They lost their first love, amen? They were not fellowshipping and communing nor praying and sharing with Christ. Listen to this point, y'all. I pause. Like Jesus did when a woman came to him and he put inscription in the sand. Before he replied, he inscribed something in the sand. He gave them time to think. I'm going to give you time to think tonight, y'all. Huh? Other words, not like these folks. They were not fellowshipping and communion or praying and sharing with Christ. Not like they did when they were first converted. Come on. We know how it was when we first got saved, y'all. Boy, we was on fire. You can tell us nothing. Huh?
Yes,
you can tell the whole world you were full of zeal and didn't have no knowledge. Huh? Oh, yeah, you was jealous. You want to tell the whole world and save the whole world, but you got to be still and wait on the Lord, y'all. Amen. So they all these things, and it wasn't like it was when they first got saved, y'all. Amen. They were not walking in a consciousness and awareness of Christ's presence. Yes, Lord. They one time they was joyful. They was rejoicing in him throughout the day, but then something happened. Uh-huh. They started feeding the flesh, y'all. Come on, huh? Amen. Simply stated, they were not having personal relationship with Christ. Just simply stated, amen. And one time they were walking and sharing with him all the time. But something happened, y'all. They were not as attached to Christ as they had been. They backslid. Amen. And you got a lot of backsliders in the church. Oh, yeah, the church seemed to be on fire for God. On fire, huh? But see, this church, it was on fire on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But within, they lost their first love. That's verse 4, y'all. Nevertheless, in all the good you did, the verses said above verse 4. But verse 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Amen? They were not as attached to Christ as they had been. They were more attached to other things. Y'all know folks like that. You may even be like that. Amen. They loved their church, and they had the right beliefs. And they were even ready to fight for the truth of Christ. But they did not love Christ, not in a personal and intimate way, not to the degree that they walked and shared with him, fellowship and commune with him, what? All throughout today. I told the members last Sunday, I said, see, the Bible talks about cracks. No, what's it? It's Satan seeking whom he may devour, right? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Some of us, you know, if you're going to mess up, let it be a little crack to the point that he's going to get bruised. Come on, I'm talking about the devil, y'all. But some of us, we give him a whole boulevard. We give him a whole, as a German thing, we give him a whole Audubon. He just walk in. Are y'all here in the church? Come on. But they did not love Christ, not in a personal, intimate way, not to the degree that they walk and share with him. Amen. Not in the sense that they took blocks of time, come on, y'all, and got along with him and prayed and shared with him. See, there was a time in your life. I'm speaking generally now, y'all. Amen. A time in your life where you took blocks of time throughout your day. No matter how busy you was, come on, y'all, you took those blocks of time to get along with God. Not
yes,
just
Lord.
To get you through a situation, but because that's your, you know, your personal relationship, amen. You're walking with a God conscience, amen. Not see, sometimes, you know, we're a creature of habit. We'll holler for God when we're in trouble. Come on, y'all, but train your spirit to talk to God all times. Come on, y'all, amen. Now, one example to look at this is like a young man who falls in love with a young lady. Oh, I remember back in our day, y'all, we didn't have no call waiting. Had one line, if you had a phone, one line, and boy, that line would be busy all night long. They say your aunt and call your mama and say, Maggie May, I've been calling you all night long. Them old boys must be on the phone. Are y'all hearing me, y'all? We had that puppy love. We had to talk to that gal all night. Now, okay. Amen, amen, amen. You want to spend time with her, boy? Woo-wee. I'm a man, so I talk about a girl. I can't be a – y'all hear me? Apply to how it is, y'all. Amen. He wanted to become attached to her and make her the first in his life. Good God Almighty. I was in Georgia, Fort Stewart, Georgia, boy. Coming home every weekend, money or no money, y'all. Are you hearing me, y'all? What you would do for your love, huh? If I got paid this week, I come to Greensboro, North Carolina. Huh? Big fat pocket, right? Next week, ain't got no money. So what do? I go to the pawn shop because I'm going to see my girl, y'all. Are you hearing, y'all? Can I just be real, y'all, huh? The things we would do to get to our first love. And that's the same thing we got to do with God. Come on. He got seek ye first the kingdom of God, y'all. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it's right, and all those things shall be added unto you. Amen. I just want to thank God for this word, y'all. We moving right along, amen. We're talking about the backslider right now. Verse 4, talking about the backslider, right? The church had lost its love for people. Uh-huh. The church saw a rupture take place in its fellowship and in its love for what? One another. Is this real? Yeah, it's real. It's happening today. When the church was first founded, a deep love existed among the members. Acts 20:17 gives us an example. Amen. Acts 20:17. The church had a loving heart and a helping hand, a readiness to labor together even through what? Persecution. But guess what? Something happened. What? There is no explanation. So all the negative things that rupture a fellowship or erase love are applicable. All right. One of them, can I name them, y'all? The things that can erupt the church is criticism, grumbling, jealousy, and a selfish mind. These are things, see, come on, y'all. Amen. But this is what Jesus said in John 13:34. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know. Come on, y'all. See, this is the example. This ties in with Matthew 5:16, y'all. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. Now, the last part of this verse here, John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we went through the backslide. And see, one thing about God, he always gives us a way to be reconciled. Amen. So verse 5, what did verse 5 says? Bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. Verse 5 says, remember, therefore, from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Come on, repent, and get back the way you once were. And then it says, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except you repent. So some of you tonight, as you receive this message, you need to repent. Yeah, repent. Repent. In other words, this is the counsel. This is the counsel part of the verse tonight. Amen. The Lord counseled the church to do what? Return unto him. When a church or a believer goes astray, the Lord issues the very same call that he issued here. What he says, return. Three steps are involved in returning. Is first, remember from where you have fallen. Think back over your former love for the Lord. Come on, think back. Amen. Think back when you first fell in love with the Lord. Remember his presence. Come on, church. The feelings of warmth, the spark, the unction that you had. See, this word is to be received tonight. Amen. I feel virtual leaving me, so I know it's being received. Come on, amen. The fellowship that you should have, the communion you had with him, the prayer and the sermon. Come on, somebody, amen. The consciousness and awareness of his presence. Remember his presence, amen. Again, remember the Lord's presence. The love that existed between what? You and him. And number two, to this point right here, y'all, repent. This is your time. This is your time to repent. Turn away from whatever. I'm going to say it again. Turn away from whatever has pulled you away from Christ. And what? Turn back to Christ. Huh? Something has drawn you away from Christ. And I've been around long enough to experience this, y'all, that we know what it is. Matter of fact, we don't need folk to tell us, we already know what it is. Amen. You are attached to something more than you are to Christ. Uh-huh. Something in your consuming your something is consuming your thoughts and your energy. Yes, it is. And it's keeping your mind from what? Focusing upon Christ. Let it go. Let go. Let it go. Amen. You are not flickering your mind to him in prayer like you once did. Amen. You are not sharing and communion with him like you did. Something has replaced him in your thoughts. Uh-huh. I'm going to say it again. Something has replaced him in your thoughts and your attention. And you are more attached to that thing than you are to Christ. So my word to you tonight is to repent, turn away from that attachment, and turn back to Christ. Can I get amen? Amen.
Amen.
And point three to this verse, this point says, do the first works you did. You know what it is? You don't need no preacher, bishop, pastor, whoever, to tell you what you already know. Come on. Amen. See, some of us pastors out here pacifying folks. Come on, somebody, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And this song I'm going to play is going to talk about that, amen? We're pacifying folks. Just do the first work, amen? Begin now to flicker your mind to Christ and take just a moment to pray. Do this all day long, even so often. Come on, somebody, amen? Proverbs 3 says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. Step by step, hour by hour. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to thank God. We thank God for so much. We are so grateful. We are so thankful for all what God has done, what God is doing, and we are counting it joy. Amen. We are counting it joy. We are counting it joy because we know if it had not been for the Lord who
Jesus.
Was on our side, we already know we'd be doomed. Amen. See, one thing about being in Christ, see, it's so hard on you now than it was before because you done taste the seed that is good. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Yes,
taking it witness. You done tasted it. You done tasted it. Amen. And see, you can tell folk about it, but unless they taste it themselves personally, they don't know. They have no clue. Can you witness? And that's all I'm saying tonight, y'all. Yeah, see, what we got to do, y'all, is be real. Amen. I love, you know, Cousin James was talking earlier today. And he
about some of the old songs, y'all. And see, one of the old songs that I remember when it come down for revival time, them old deacons come around there, and I'm telling you something right now. Them old deacons will sing one of them songs, and that song was like this right here. Real, real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. Give me the victory. So many people doubt you. That's a Holy Ghost, y'all. I hate it.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. He dropped the call, but he's going to dial right back in. That button of the enemy. Because he know that the word is going forth with power on tonight, and the enemy don't like it. But I pray that he called right back in and pick right up where he left off at. Because we're going to give him a little time. We have a few more minutes left. But for those of you that just dialed in, the message for tonight is titled, Take Me Back, Lord. And he's coming from Revelations, 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 7. This is part 1. Okay, he's dialing back in now. Okay, praise the Lord.
Cousin James.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can.
I can't get that song to play, so we'll have to play it next week.
Okay.
I'm in between a couple different things, so I won't be able to play that song tonight. So you can just take over the show. I just praise you. Praise God. For all what we have done, because I got a couple different things going on, I can't bring it up. But to God be glory. I hope the word has been. I hope that someone has gotten something from the word that they needed tonight. So this time I turn everything over to you, Cousin James.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor King. As I was sharing, the listeners, when your call dropped just now, because I see we have some listeners just dialed in, and I was letting them know what your scripture title was. Take me back, Lord. And the main scripture is coming from Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. So tonight is part 1. So we're going to pick up next Saturday to hear the conclusion of the whole matter from Pastor Marvin, Norman King regarding this message on next Saturday will be part 2. And if the Lord sees fit, he'll add a part 3. We just let the Lord have his way. But he's really talking about it, focusing on take me back. We need to go back to our first love when we first fell in love with Jesus Christ. For some reason, in some way, somehow, some people have gotten off track. And not to say that you don't love the Lord, not to say that you don't love God, but for some reason, something has your attention that's more so now than it was when you first fell in love with Jesus Christ when you first got saved, and you was all excited, and you were telling everybody that you could meet. You were telling about a man named Jesus that you have fell in love with. But for some reason now, because of, I guess, social media and the television and the radio, now your attention is focused on other things. But we got to remember what the Word of God says. He said we got to return back to our first love. He said in his Word, when we return back to him, he'll return back to us. So that's part of the message that Pastor King was talking about on tonight for the listeners that just tuned in. Again, you want to tune in next Saturday. I'm sure he's going to do a recap of tonight's message, and then he goes and go right into part two on next Saturday. You want to most definitely tune in, because this is a powerful word on tonight. Somebody needed to hear this word on tonight. It's not by accident that he brought this message on tonight. And that's why I thank God that he did not let me do a music break on tonight, because I had an idea that that's the area that he was going to be going down with this message. This is a powerful message on tonight. Somebody is being blessed by this word. Somebody is being convicted by this word on tonight through Pastor Norman King. So we want you to tune in next Saturday so you can get the conclusion of the whole matter for the rest of this message. Pastor Norman King, you continue to stand on God's word. You continue to do the great work that God has called and ordained for you to do for such a time as this, because we know that we are truly living in the last and evil days. And because of social media, because of television, the news, radio, people are letting their minds be so focused on these things instead of the things of Christ. And that's when we take our minds off the things of Christ, that we cannot be true doers of God's word. And that makes us become liability to the kingdom of God. We want to continue to be an asset to the kingdom of God, just like we did when we first fell in love with Jesus Christ and we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We've started becoming an asset to the kingdom of God. But for some reason, we are starting to slip, and we are starting to backslide. And let this fit you where it may fit you. It may not be fitting for all people that are listening on tonight, but you know who you are. And we are letting the Lord deal with you through his word that just came forth through Pastor Norman King, a powerful, much-needed word for such a time as this on tonight. So, again, I pray that you would tune in next Saturday and be blessed by the rest of this message. You want to share this message, let the listeners know, and let your friends know that if they did not hear the first part of this message on tonight, you can always go to my show's website, which is, once again, is blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessel. And then you want to click on tonight's message so you can get the first part of it if you missed it. And then you'll be ready for next Saturday so you can be caught up to date, so we'll be on the same page with this message on tonight that came forth on tonight. We're going to close out in prayer on tonight. And I just thank God for Pastor Norman King being a faithful, obedient doer of God's word. That's what God is looking for, doers of his word, not just hearers only. Because some people can hear God's word, but they're not doing it. They're not doing his word. So this is a powerful word. I was blessed by it on tonight, and I know the listeners were blessed as well. So we're going to close out, and we're going to leave it right there. We're going to stick a pin in it, as the old folks used to say. We're going to stick a pin right there. We're going to pick up on the rest of it for next Saturday. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy, your grace, even your sufficient grace toward us. We know we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. But we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would continue to move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. And we know that you are the comforter. So let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Also, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our healer. You're still healing today. Signs and wonders. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. And I continue to lift up my brother Curtis, who's still in the hospital dealing with pancreatitis. And I thank you that you are the healer. You know what it takes to draw your people back to you, even my brother Curtis. And I thank you that you allow my twin sister, Gina, at home to make it home from the hospital on the day before yesterday. And I lifted my sister, Gert, who's dealing with shingles on tonight. She's suffering from shingles, but we know that you're still a healer. So I lifted my entire family and everyone that's dealing with illnesses on tonight, whether it's mental or physical. You are the healer. and you are our physician, the chief physician that never has lost a patient. So we just ask that you will continue to bless your people, Heavenly Father, as long as you can. Continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that still works, Heavenly Father, and it will never lose its power. So, Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will move by your Spirit on tonight. Touch your vessels that are going to bring your word on tomorrow all over the land, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name. Touch them and anoint them and give them what you would have to deliver to your people on tomorrow. And every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, move by your Spirit. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Save to the utmost. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until then, we're going to do what? We're going to continue to give God what? Total praise. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.